know. Like, I love baseball, man.
What's going on, y'all? It is time to breathe again on this latest edition of the Both of Sports webcast, streaming on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. So you see us together, Patrick and Charles, and we are coming to you on this Sunday night this time. Schedules aligned for this time for us to do it, but we're here.
But we made it happen.
Yes. But we're here to talk about Major League Baseball's playoffs. So this is our playoff preview show, and we will break everything down to the World Series, who we each have winning the whole thing. So from start to bottom, from top to bottom, let's go. And yeah, exactly. So let's start diving into it. But before we dive into it, Patrick, let's revisit what we had predicted for the regular season. And we're just going on through. We're just going to talk about some of the picks we made at the beginning of this regular season. We'll start in the National League. So, sorry, Patrick, in the East, you have the Braves. I have the Phillies. In the Central, you did pick the Brewers. So the Brewers got that one for you. I had the Cubs, and we both had the Dodgers win in the West, which did happen. Our wild card picks, though, yeah, we kind of, well, you had the Phillies making the wild card, so that's good. But, of course, they won the division. And then the other ones were the Nats, because you thought the young team was going to come together. Didn't quite happen.
And then they started coming together way too late.
And then the D-backs. I had the D-backs too. And so they just missed it by one or two games. I had the Mets getting a wild card. Well, the Mets ain't supposed to make it to this show. We got all offseason to talk about because that is very, very disappointing for the Mets and those up there in New York. There's probably going to be a little bit of furniture moving in New York with
them. Well, they should be. Dude, wow. There's going to be a lot of furniture moving in New York for, like, forever. I mean, Jets can't win. Giants can't win. Mets can't win. Nobody can win in New York.
And then the Giants did beat the Chargers today, though. Pretty funny.
I thought that was funny. Hey, and my Falcons, baby.
That's
the only team to win in the division. I don't want to talk about Georgia, but...
Boy, you got to watch
and not beat Alabama. Baseball.
Yeah. Okay. And I had the Braves. I know. And then I had the Braves getting one of those wild cards. But it was an uneven season for the Braves. Going over to the
American. Yeah, they just fell apart, man, from like game one of the season.
Yeah, it just started off bad when Yergason Profar had the 80-game suspension.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to solidify your left field. And then after that, it just.
And then it never even happened. He never solidified anything except for like a losing season. Thanks for that.
And then in the American League, we both had the Yankees winning the East, but they didn't. This was the Toronto Blue Jays who won it. In the Central, the Cleveland
Guardians. They are good, though, all season.
Oh, yeah. The Cleveland Guardians came back from down 15 and a half games to win that division. And go figure, we'll get into this, of course, a little bit later, but they will face the Tigers in the wild card round. And then in the West, we both had the Rangers winning, but that ended up being the Seattle Mariners. We both had the Red Sox getting a wild card. You had the Rays and Astros, and I had the Orioles and Astros. So, got half of the teams, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just did this because this is an accountability show. And we put these picks out here. We have no problems admitting if we were wrong about something. That's where we're at. So, yeah, we can revisit these things and talk about them. And see what we got right, see what we got wrong.
We want to revisit that Mets pick, though, do we?
Hey, look, I'm not even upset about that. You know, I just thought the Mets would have enough to at least make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Patrick, if I'm going to be wrong about a pick and be happy about it, it's probably this Mets pick. And so with that, man, so that's where we are at in the regular season. But here we are. Playoffs are set starting on Tuesday. Let's just jump right into it, Patrick, with this first. We'll start in the National League. Since the LA Dodgers, your defending champions, are in that league, and they're in the wild card round. So here's what we have. The Dodgers will play the Cincinnati Reds in their 3-6 matchup in the wild card round. The winner of this series gets the Philadelphia Phillies, who are the 2 seed in the National League. Wow. I don't know how many people have the Reds getting in here. Oh, and by the way, before we get started, this has been a very fun season, and I think there is at least what's going on, Aaron. Glad to have you.
Yeah, what's up, man?
And there are, I wouldn't be surprised to see at least 10 of these teams win it all. Like, I think it's that close. I really do. I think any of these teams are capable of getting hot. You've seen where there has been some good playing. You've seen where there was some uneven playing. So I think, we saw your lyrics, Aaron. Absolutely. You know that you are very, very happy about the Brewers getting that number one seed. So, yeah, I see it. We've seen it. Oh, yeah. But I think it's wide open this year to who can win the championship. And mm-hmm. So let's dive into it, man. So you got the Dodgers and Reds meeting up in this round, the wild card round. I don't know how many people had the Reds getting in there, but the Reds were able to catch some fire in September and ride that out. And they won the tiebreaker over the Mets, which is why the Mets aren't in the playoffs. Do you give them a shot to win this 3-game set? And that's another thing. Wild card, 3 games. Divisional series, 5 games. And then championship series and World Series is 7-game series. So do you give the Reds a chance to upset the defending champs here?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yes. Yes. The Reds turned out to be they turned out to be a lot better team than I was expecting them to be. But you know how it is during this part of the season. All you need is a foot in the door, and that's all you need. And the Reds have good – they have good pitching. I think that they're I think I'm going to give the nod to the Dodgers. I'm going to go ahead and, like, go ahead and give my pick. I do have the Dodgers. The Dodgers will probably win in 3. But, you know, like you said, there's – you say there's 10. I think all 12 of these teams could win. Because I do think that they're really evenly matched and crazy good, especially at this part of the year. It, you know, like, you can never take anybody out.
At least 10 of these teams.
At least.
I guess, yeah.
I would agree with you, Alex. I don't think the Dodgers are going to repeat. But I will say this.
Good to see you, Alex.
Thanks. Yeah, appreciate you coming on. I would say this, though. The Dodgers – Their coaching is what's going to stop them from repeating. I don't think that they are. In my personal opinion, I don't think they have the team to repeat, especially with how good the Mariners have been playing, how good the Phillies have been playing, how good the Blue Jays have been playing. Red Sox, my God, like that's a good team. Milwaukee, you know how they've been playing, and then look at Cleveland and what they've done over the course of the past 2 months. I don't see the Dodgers repeating, but I do have the Dodgers advancing in this one in 3 games.
Yeah, I do have the Dodgers winning this series against the Reds. I think they have too much for the Reds in this particular series. I think the lineup it's been a little bit inconsistent, but we know the names in there, and they will raise their game. They just have that with Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and then guys like Muncy, if Muncy can stay healthy. What is different with the Dodgers this year that might not have been the case in past years is the depth of the bullpen. Now, before, we figured Dave Roberts was going to mess that up. This year, their bullpen has not been good. Like, they they were kind of a hot mess.
Yeah, he's been having to stay with his starting pitchers a lot longer than he's ever felt comfortable with.
Yeah, and so
it's all season, not just like here recently. It's been all season.
Yeah, because dudes have been in and out. Yeah, the like they when they did start getting healthy, they get hurt again, and so it has been kind of patchwork on with the bullpen. But for this series in particular, I think they'll probably win this one in two. If it does go three, you know how that goes. One game situation, anything could happen there. But with them playing the series in LA, I do think the Dodgers probably have a little bit too much for the Reds. And for the Reds, I think this is just a building block. They got a young team there in Cincinnati. You get a little bit of playoff experience and ride that out for the next couple of seasons. Ellie De La Cruz.
Team in MLB?
Yeah, and Ellie De La Cruz. I mean, he's one of the most exciting players that's out there for the Reds. I think the Dodgers will probably win this one in two games. So we got the Dodgers in that one. Let's look at the other one. This one, it will be the San Diego Padres and the Chicago Cubs playing in this one. And the winner gets the, we got you, Aaron, the number one seeded Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Division Series. So, the Padres, look, we know they have put a lot of resources into this team, and mostly you would think it is to beat the LA Dodgers. But the question we have about this team is, did they build a team, like you have said, did they build a team just to beat the Dodgers, or did they build a team that could be sustainable for everybody else? More often than not, doesn't look like they're building the team to beat everybody else.
Padres only build a team. It looked like to me this year that they only built the team to beat the Dodgers. Personal opinion. I guess they played well against them all season. But that's what it seems to me. Because if they were building a team that was going to beat more than just the Dodgers, they would have came in a higher seed than them.
Yeah, and then Cubs, you have them. They started off good and hit a lull in the middle when the Brewers just went crazy. and they weren't able to make up that distance. But they're solidly entrenched as that top wild card team. Mm-hmm. So here it is. It'll be the Padres coming to Chicago to play the Cubs. How do you see that series going?
Sorry,
you're fine.
I got Chicago in two.
Chicago in two.
Yeah, I just don't think the Padres have the hitting, the pitching to handle what Chicago is going to throw at them. I also think Chicago's bullpen is probably a lot better, and that lineup that Chicago is bringing in is going to. I kind of feel they're going to tee off on the pitching for San Diego, so I think Chicago is going to take it in two.
I got the Cubs winning. I think it'll go the distance. I think it'll go three. I think because San Diego, they're just one of those teams where it would like when San Diego is at their best, they can beat anybody.
Yeah.
But there are lulls, especially for a lineup that has Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, among others. There's too many lulls in the lineup. And when I say lull, it is zero or one run that they score. And when you're in the
that lineup should produce at least 4 to 5 runs per game. And it doesn't. It doesn't. And be honest with you, I kind of feel like that lineup should be shifted around a little bit in San Diego. But I mean, you're going to have, if you're going to run it the way it's running now and it's not producing but 1-2 runs a game, there's a problem in that lineup.
Yep. And I see that kind of being the problem here. Now they might get a game. I could see this going three, but not winning. I do have the Cubs coming out of here as well. And now that sets up a matchup with them and Milwaukee. If everything does work out like that. So
Well, hey, before you move on, Alex, saw your question. I don't know if you want to clarify a little bit our favorite team for the playoffs or our favorite team in general. So if you're talking about the playoffs, be honest with you, I have two favorite teams, and we're going to get to those because my two favorite teams will be in the World Series, personal opinion. But if you're asking for my favorite team, mine is the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, and me, I don't really have a favorite team. I would probably say it's probably the Texas Rangers, if there was a favorite of mine. And then Texas ain't in it, so. But
yeah,
but it's all right. We still got 2023. do Aaron, wow, do it for Bob. You know you're talking about Bob Uecker, and you know that, like, Milwaukee's got a chance. Yeah. He's got a chance. I mean, Milwaukee's definitely got a chance, but yeah, with that though, Patrick, I mean, we'll stay in the National League. We'll just break it all down in the
National League. Yeah, let's break down the National League, and then we'll break down the
American League. So we'll go to the Division Series. And so how it's setting up, looking pretty good, because you will have a series, if everything works out the way we see it, between the Dodgers and Phillies. Now, again, these series are 5 games, and these teams are loaded. So I feel like this bad boy, if it works out this way, can go the distance. The Phillies, of course, will have the home field advantage. So those first 2 games will be up in Philly. And then the next 2 games will be whoever wins in that Dodgers Red series. But the Phillies, their pitching took a little bit of hit because Zach Wheeler is out for the year. But they still have some pretty good pitching, and they went and solidified the bullpen by getting the Twins closer, Duran. And that dude's nasty. Mm-hmm. And then we know what the Dodgers are bringing. I expect this to go 5 games. And I don't know who I'm going to pick. I think the Dodgers get it done. I do. Yeah, I think the Dodgers will get this done, but I think it goes 5. I think it does go the distance.
Look, if it goes 5, I'm giving the nod to Philly. And be honest with you, that's who I'm going with. I don't – as much firepower as the Dodgers are bringing, I think that Philly has an answer to that firepower, especially with pitching. Bullpen, I think bullpen breaks down 2 different teams, Philly and Milwaukee. That's the 2 best bullpens I've seen in the National League. So yeah, I see you going Dodgers 5, I'll go Philly in 5. Because if it goes 5 games, that 5th game is in Philly, Philly will win that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it would be in Philly too. So yep. Look, if the Phillies did win, wouldn't surprise me at all. Philly's got a phenomenal team, actually. Mm-hmm.
They got a great team.
Yeah,
I think you're wrong. I think the Dodgers could beat the Phillies, but I just think Phillies is a stronger team, and the deciding factor is bullpen, personally.
I hear that. Yeah, and then I did just talk about how best the Dodgers bullpen has been.
you still go Dodgers. Look, you know what? If you want to. Come on, this bandwagon. Come on.
Championship pedigree, man. Championship pedigree. I think there's a lot to be said for it. He said, just please don't start Miz. He needs to be a relief. Oh, you're talking about how you say his name, Jacob Mizorowski? Is that the starter for the Brewers? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's long and lanky. He's got good stuff, but I think they starting him. That dude's got they starting him. He got too much electric stuff.
He's starting game 1, bro.
Yeah.
He's starting game 1. Because you need him ready for game 4. It's what it basically breaks down for, because it's like, if you pitch him, I mean, okay, hold on. I will say this. I can see them holding off putting him in game 2 so that he can pitch game 5 if need be.
Yeah, his endurance does. Yeah, he does need to get that up. Yeah, there have been some starts where after 50 pitches, it's just that gas ain't, it's not popping like it was. Arian, you're right, man. Because I remember, I watched them. This is the Brewers game when they were playing the Pirates. And he was going against Paul Skeens. And I mean, he started off ridiculous, but they pulled him after three, four innings because he just didn't have that same stuff. So I'm with you with the burnout after 50 pitches, Aaron, for sure. But if everything does work out.
Well, look, not everybody's like Justin Verlander.
No, or
you know, nobody can come out and pitch 106 miles an hour for 15 innings. You know what I'm saying? Nobody does that.
Or Bumgardner that year with
Bumgardner that year that he came out and pitched 400 million pitches in 18 games. Jesus, I swear he played every game that year.
But yeah, I mean, he was closing games. He was
starting games. He was closing games. He was middle relief. I mean, he was everything.
But you have this series. If everything works out the way we're seeing it, the Cubs will meet the Brewers. And that's going to be a good one. Simply because these are division rivals. And so I feel like this, Patrick. I think the Milwaukee Brewers, Aaron, hear me out here. I think the
I think
the Milwaukee Brewers, from top to bottom, from what we have seen, I think this is the best team. Not necessarily saying they're going to win it, but I do think they are the best team from what we have seen in the regular season. This is the matchup that can get them. I believe in the National League right now, the Cubs are the team. And Aaron, you know it too. Based off of this last comment you made, you know the Cubs can get y'all too. But I think this one goes five games as well. I know, yeah. He said anybody but the Heat. Yeah. With the Bucks. Yep. The Bucks. Yeah, the Heat kind of have the Bucks number too. I like the Cubs in five. I do. I think the Cubs will have just enough. And I don't even think it's just the Cubs are a better team. Like I said, I think from top to bottom, the Brewers have the team. But in order to beat the Brewers, you have to be able to play a little bit of small ball. You have to be able to manufacture runs a little bit. With the Cubs, with players like Pete Crow Armstrong, who can get you an inside the park home run in a hurry,
can run freaking 60 and five flat.
Yeah, right. And so, I think
he's freaking fast, man.
He is so fast, man. Yeah, I have the Cubs in five, and I wouldn't be surprised if that fifth game went extras.
I mean, look. You're going to get a lot of baseball out of this series. So if you're expecting nine innings on five games, I say think again. I mean, to be honest with you, I could see three of these games going into extra innings without a doubt. And I'm not talking like 5-5. I'm talking like 2-2, 3-3. You know what I mean? I'm going to go Milwaukee. I think the Brewers are a better team. And I'm going to go Milwaukee in four. I think they handle it in Chicago. I don't think they want to come back home. I think they want to come back home and relax. And I think they handle Chicago in four.
He said, I am back. That's
now, yeah. Milwaukee needs to make sure they keep their head on their shoulders. Don't let the moment get the best of them. But I got Milwaukee in four.
All right. Well, so you have a series. A National League Championship Series that includes the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Milwaukee Brewers. So, who is coming out and representing the National League?
This is going to be such a good series. because Brewers, if Brewers, you know, obviously the Brewers got to win this part, but if they go into, if they're going in this, Brewers will have home field advantage. And I think, personal opinion, I think the Brewers have a great team. But that Philly team is just too freaking strong, dude. So I'm gonna go Philly.
Philly in the World Series for you. And I guess I would have the Dodgers and Cubs. I think it would be a great series that way too.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the Cubs. I do. I like
the Cubs.
I like the Cubs coming out. And I think the team that they have, it's well-rounded. The question, they have a question with their middle relief. The middle relief could catch them against, like, so like if they were to match up against the Phillies, that's where a middle relief problem could really affect them. But I think they'll have enough to get there, man. So I got the Cubs coming out of the National League. Alex asked the question. He said, which team can do an upset this season? So, Alex,
I got one in each.
Yeah, and really,
if you won't mind, you know.
I mean, look, this is a deep field. So that's what I'm saying. Like, since it's a deep field, I don't know if I would really even consider it an upset. Because I think the pool this year, compared to other years,
There's a lot. There's not as much of a gap between one and six.
A lot more even. A lot more even this year.
Yeah, a lot more even this year.
So,
but if you're asking me for an upset, you want to consider it an upset, Reds, without a doubt, the Reds would be an upset in the National League, and I would say Cleveland. I mean, I know they got a 3 seed in the American League, but you know, I thought Cleveland was a great team even at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, we both had them win in the division.
Yeah. So if but there's not many people that's going to say, oh, I had Cleveland winning the division. You know what I mean? So even though they have a 3 seed, I mean, their first game is against Detroit, and that's going to be tough for them anyway. You know, so I'd say Cleveland and Cincinnati would be my two upsets for the postseason because, you know, look at that field in the American League and what Cleveland has to go against to get to the World Series.
Yeah, and speaking of that, man, let's go over to the American League. So what we have over here, the two wild card series, is the Detroit Tigers and Cleveland Indians, division rivals from the Central. Cleveland is the 3rd seed, Detroit the 6th seed, and then you have the historic value with the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees meeting.
Mm-hmm. First series. Right.
Yeah.
In the wild. Give us the epic 7 games like you usually give us. Okay, fine. We'll take the 3. We don't need all the drama in our life, I guess.
Yep. And so
they can't pull on their crotch so much because of the pitch clock.
Yeah. You got the pitch clock coming.
I swear, cutting out the crotch pulling, those games have gotten so much faster, man.
Yeah, the games aren't 4 hours now.
Like, 4 or 5 hours are like 3.5 still, but I mean, hey.
Yeah, I was going to say, they still manage to get it close to
they 4. Still get they still get the max. Go to the max. I ain't never seen anybody unzip the...
So let's start with the Tigers and the Guardians. So again, this is your 3-6 matchup in the American League, and the winner will get the 2-seeded Seattle Mariners. So, I don't think there's too much really to say about this, I guess, except to pick the winner of this series. I mean, they know each other well. They're division rivals, and they battled it out until the end for the division title. And the Guardians came back from 15.5 games down to to win this division. Mm-hmm. So, the Tigers, they almost had an epic collapse, but they were able to do enough to get that last spot. So this series will be in Cleveland. What do you have for this one?
Well, you pretty much said everything I was going to say. The epic debacle that Detroit has had, and Cleveland just meshing at the right time, getting hot at the right time. I got Cleveland too, bro.
Me too. Because I just Detroit. Oh boy, and you know these things can work one or two ways, Patrick. So either what Detroit was going through is going to carry on, or they could be. Okay, man, we were burning out in that regular season, but man, we made it to the playoffs. Let's go 0-0.
Yeah,
I think it's the former here. With you. I think Cleveland is playing at a level that I don't think Detroit is really capable of matching. And one of the equalizer Detroit had, which would be Scooble. I mean, the dude is nasty. I mean, one of the best pitchers in the league, but Cleveland has actually played pretty well against
him. Yeah.
And been able to knock him out.
Got him out early in one of those games, like in like the second inning. And then it was just all downhill for Detroit at that point. So,
yeah. So, yeah, I got Cleveland as well. And then let's go to this one, Red Sox and Yankees. This game, this series will be in Yankee Stadium.
It'll go 3.
And this is the biggest rivalry in Major League Baseball. The Yankees are bringing the home run strikeout because that's what the Yankees are still kind of about on offense. But we know what they bring with Aaron Judge. We'll see the X factor could be Giancarlo Stanton if he's able to stay healthy, give him a bat next to Aaron Judge. And the Yankees pitching has been a little bit better than it has been in past years. Red Sox got a team were able, and here's the thing with the Red Sox too. So people thought they were going to kind of fall apart. People were upset. You remember how upset people were when they traded Rafael Devers to the Giants?
Mm-hmm. Which and, thought was the best move that Boston could make.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wonder why. Yeah. You got them now.
And so now all those younger players, they were calling up Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, top players from when they were drafted. And they called them up. Now they're getting some valuable playing time. We'll see if they can come back. Roman Anthony has been out for the last few weeks. But if he can come on back, that gives them some more speed and a little bit of pop in the bat as well.
Yep.
Pitching staff, pretty solid for the Red Sox. Garrett Crochet. I almost forgot his name. But yeah, Garrett Crochet. He's been one of the best pitchers this year. And
you could say he's been one of the best pitchers in the American League.
Yeah, and Chapman, Aurelius Chapman now he's a pitcher now.
Got a slider now. Yeah. So you know he's got a slider. He's a pitcher now. 4 pitches in his rotation, not just 2.
Right.
Fastball.
And the thing is, Patrick, and he can still hit 103.
Yeah.
Even after all these years.
Consider and what's really good about him is that it's not just 103 for 1 or 2 innings. You can actually pull him in for 3. He can eat up some good innings for you now. And he's not just relying on 103 mile an hour fastball. He's also got a changeup, a curve, and a slider. So curve, that's what it is.
Yeah, the curve ball.
Chapman is a little bit of a dangerous and be honest with you, the pitching rotation, this goes back on Alex's question where he said which team you think could upset the postseason. I didn't pick Boston to be an upset because I think they're tons better than to be an upset. And it's that says a lot about Boston because they got the 5th seed. Just Boston's pitching is phenomenal. So and they got all the guys. So they're coming into the postseason full threat, ready to play. Boston is just such a good team.
So with that, Patrick, do you have them beating the Yankees?
I do. I have Boston winning.
How many games?
3. It always goes the distance with these two.
That is true. Yeah. I have 3 games here too. But yeah, I have the Red Sox winning as well. I just think when you get into the playoffs, you have to be able to manufacture runs. Now,
the strikeout home run does not manufacture home runs. Now, I will say this, and sorry to cut you off, but I do want to say this. If Stanton is playing, that does make it harder for Boston because you can't walk around Stanton because you got Judge coming up after him. Or No, you can't walk. You can't walk Judge because you got Stanton coming up after him. So it really hurts to have to for Boston because they do have such a potent lineup. But it's feast or famine for New York, and if they're just trying to hit home runs, they're going to strike out a lot. And this pitching staff that Boston's bringing is so good. So,
and it's the managing too. I just think what Aaron says. So you got two comments here. Garrett Crochet next to Tom Golf makes the ultimate 1-2 punch of drunk sports names. And then he says, but Stanton isn't his Miami version anymore, even in a baby field like Yankee Stadium. So you're right. Point valid, Aaron. I think he's still good enough to provide a backup to Aaron mm-hmm. Judge. And so, yes, I do think if it's definitely not the Miami Marlins one, but he's still good enough.
He's good enough to force you to pitch to Judge.
Yeah,
Judge. That's the key. He's good enough to force you to pitch to Judge.
And the manager matchup, I just think Alex Cora is a better manager than Aaron Boone. So here's something for the Yankees, too. Max Fried. Signed him for a lot of money from the Atlanta Braves. Now it's time for him to do his thing.
He's a traitor. Yeah. You know how I am about the Yankees anyway. I'm like, look, if you leave from Atlanta and you go to New York, you're a traitor. Brian McCann, traitor.
Traitor. You don't even like their pinstripes.
Everybody's like, oh, there's an iconic uniform, which they burn them.
So with that, since we both have the Guardians and Red Sox moving on, let's get to these division series, which means the Guardians will go on to play the Seattle Mariners. This might be one. Both of these teams are pretty good at manufacturing runs. And I think both of them have pretty solid pitching. I think the lineups might be the difference here. What do you think about this one? I don't want to take anything out.
Dude, Seattle's hitting is crazy. And they have been – if any team has been the most consistent, it's two teams, Seattle and Milwaukee. That's the two most consistent teams in all of MLB. And that's top to bottom. Pitching. The pitching rotation has been just phenomenal with Seattle. The middle relief, closers, lineups, everything has just been really kind of stellar for Seattle. And then Guardians. Guardians, I kind of feel like they had to just go on this crazy run. And at some point, you know, it's always this thought that goes in my head. At what point does something
do they run out of gas? Wrong?
You know what I mean? Or they run out of gas because the way they have been manufacturing runs for two months has just been on just such an exhausting level. You know what I mean? And their pitching has been just you kind of feel like it's been maxed out. You know what I mean? I would like to see Cleveland win this series, but I think Seattle's just a better team, top to bottom, start to bottom, or however you want to go. I would go Seattle in four, but I mean, look, that Cleveland team—they're clicking right now, though. That's the key for them. They're clicking right now. They're meshing together. They're playing at an all-time high. So I can see them winning this series. But I think this is where it runs out of gas and they kind of start fizzling out and Seattle wins.
Yeah. First off, don't trust my vocabulary right now. It's all over the place. Start to bottom is
definitely. Yeah.
I'm with you on this one too. I have Seattle winning. I think Seattle's lineup, I think, has come to the party finally. For the last few seasons, we have been saying about Seattle, their pitching is good enough to do some things if they were able to get into the playoffs. But the lineup was always a question. Well, now when you made those trades with the D-backs to bring on Naylor and Suarez to join Cal Raleigh, who hit 60 homers this year, and
he didn't even do it because of strikeout home run. He was actually just trying to hit the ball, and he got so much power. I mean, he hit one home run with just his right arm one time. How do you do that, dude? He's just his swing is just so effortlessly. Now, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you it's better than Ken Griffey Jr.'s, because it's not. Ken Griffey Jr., what a sexy swing.
And so you still have
he's my favorite player of all time. So yeah.
You still got a Rosarena and Julio Rodriguez in the lineup too. So now Seattle has legit pop. To go with that pitching, I think they're at this point a little bit better than the Guardians as well. How many games did you have Seattle beating Cleveland?
Four.
Okay. Four is a good number.
It could be a sweep. I mean, I can see it being a sweep.
Yeah, that I was thinking the same thing. I said it could be a sweep.
I don't want to disrespect the Guardians. I mean, I think they can get a game.
Even when they go back to Cleveland, since those first two games will be out in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got Seattle winning in four games as well. And so now, who would Seattle play? The way we got it, Patrick, it would be between the winner of the Red Sox, who were playing the number one seeded Toronto Blue Jays. Now, I know for me, I've been waiting for Toronto to kind of collapse because of the fact that they were in first place. I said, man, Toronto put it together. Because I remember what I said on our preview show for the regular season. I said, I don't know what Toronto's trying to do. I remember. Yeah, I remember saying Toronto looks like a team that can't quite put it together, can't quite get right, but somewhere in
they
the
got summer, right.
They got right. Yeah.
They were number one.
Yeah. And so now, the way we have it, I mean, I guess either way, even if the Yankees won, they're going to see a division rival. So Toronto, yeah,
this is AL East right here. Yeah. One side of the bracket.
And so Toronto, here they are, number one seed. The lineup started to come together, started to become more consistent. George Springer, you talk about solidifying the lineup. George Springer came on and really solidified it, because you know you have those young bats led by Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette, but George Springer has come on and has been just a stabilizing influence for that lineup. And then the pitching, good enough. Gausman has come in. He's kind of the ace there. And I mean, they wrote this out to a one seed. But we know how we feel about the Red Sox. Does Toronto have enough to be worthy of that number one seed in your eyes?
Oh, yeah. I think they have enough to be worthy of the number one seed. But here's the problem. Like you said, when does it fizzle out? Because this has been the story of Toronto since that whole win that they had in the late 90s. It's like they'll show so much potential and then just fizzle out at the end of the season. Well, they haven't fizzled out at the end of this season. Like you said, their pitching has been just good enough, but I don't think that's going to be good enough anymore. I'll say Boston in four, because I think Boston will look at that and say, we cannot go back to Toronto. We have got to finish this up here. Or we got to finish it up at home, game four. So I'll say Boston in four.
Yeah, me too. I think Boston, they're just more consistent right now. Like, if they were to play a series right now, I think they are just the more consistent team and grind out more at bats. I think Toronto, if Toronto was to win, they're going to have to blow Boston out. If it's
it has to be a sweep.
Yeah, it's gonna, if it's anything close, I'm going to pick Boston all day long on that. But I have Boston in four as well. Real quick, Aaron had a comment, and I know this goes back to Stanton, but he said he is this decade's Josh Hamilton or Jose Bautista home run threat, but not totally a danger. Absolutely. That is true with Stanton. Stanton doesn't hit too many base hits.
he's either sitting on the bench after a strikeout or he's sitting on the bench after a home run.
Yeah.
Either way, the case may be, he's sitting on the bench.
So, Patrick, who wins our American League Championship Series? Since we've been on agreement through pretty much the whole American League. Who wins the American League Championship Series between the Seattle Mariners and the Boston Red Sox?
Okay, I'm going to make this one really simple, and it can't be any simpler than this right here. Pitching, equal. Batting, equal. Bullpen, equal. Experience, Boston all day. I'll take Boston in six.
Yeah, this series can go seven. Seattle's good.
I give the experience to Boston, though. They've been in this situation far too many times.
It's just something about, I think Alex Cora is a top 4 or 5 manager in baseball. I think he's that good. And I know Boston has had some ebbs and flows with...
they get good managers wherever they just get them. I don't know how they do it.
And I know they've had ebbs and flows with their lineups, and you know they may make the playoffs 1 year, may not the other year. But if it gets to this point where Boston is able to get to the division series and then championship series in the league, like Alex Cora just seems like he knows the buttons to push. And that's the thing, like you said, the experience factor, I think, would go in their favor as well. I think it'll be 5 or 6. I wouldn't be surprised if they did beat Seattle. And that's no disrespect to Seattle, but I just think Boston is just, they're a team that I think is, we just said that it wouldn't be too much of an upset if a lot of these teams won it. But you know, you always seem to have a team that comes from the wild card round and make this long run. And the Red Sox have that look of that team that can come through and make that run. Pitching coming together, lineup, clutch hits. I watched that series against the Tigers, man, and it was just, let's just grind all this out, and then we get to the 8th, 9th inning, we're going to pull this out. Yeah, and that's just what I see with the Red Sox. I think it could be 5. They could put it away because I think when you get to these 7-game series, it's the 2-3-2 format. Mm-hmm. So those middle games would be in Fenway Park.
Yeah.
So I can see them winning this in 5, but I'll give it 6. I think Boston will win in 6. And now, Patrick, here we go. So you have the Phillies and the Red Sox.
Yep.
Who is your champion?
Boston. I think that team is just that good, dude. I really do. And like you said, it's going to boil down because both of these teams are really experienced in playoffs. Pitching is really good. Bullpens are really good. Lineups are really good. I know we go on that a lot, but that's your three biggest things in baseball. But I think that it boils down to just – it's not going to boil down to experience because both of these teams are highly experienced in this situation. I think it's just going to boil down to who is the best team, bar none. That's it. Who is the best? There's no more time for adjustments. There's no more time for this. There's no more. This is just straight up. Just play baseball because we're going to see who's going to be the best team. Boston 7.
I got Boston in 6.
But you got the Cubs, right?
Yes, against the Cubs. Yes. Yep. So yeah, I mean,
I take Boston in 5 against Cubs.
I think the Cubs, man, the Cubs have a team where it would have to click. Like, you would have to have Kyle Tucker and Dansby Swanson. and Pete Crow Armstrong playing at an elite level. But if they can get there, the Cubs can win this thing. But I think the Red Sox have just a little bit too much for them.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I have the Red Sox winning it all. Yes, the Boston Red Sox will be hoisting that trophy come late October, early November in both of our brackets. No pun intended. So that's what we have. Boston winning the World Series. I would like to see whoever catches this, whether it's later on, who y'all have. I know, Aaron, I know you have the Brewers.
And that's a hard series for don't get me wrong, that was a hard series for me to pick between the Milwaukee and Philly. It was really hard. Yeah. I really think that Milwaukee Brewers team is just, they're that good. They are. I be honest with you, I would love to see Milwaukee against Boston. I think that would be a great game.
That's a great series. Oh, seven.
Yeah,
seven that day, man.
So, but you know, I just think that Phillies team is just they're really good, man. and it's going to take everything that Philly has. They're going to have to throw everything at Milwaukee to win that series, and that's the reason why I have Boston coming in winning it all, because I think, I mean, Philly might be spent after having to deal with that Milwaukee Brewers team. I really do. And I would be honest with you, to be completely transparent about the whole thing, I'd pick Boston over Milwaukee, because that series between Philly and Milwaukee is going to be brutal for both of those teams.
Yup. And so that will do it for this edition of the BOFA Sports webcast, this special on a
Sunday special.
Yes, a Sunday night special. So we hope y'all enjoyed it. And again, man, whoever catches it, whether you're catching it live or catching it later, please leave the comments. Let us know.
Get your World Series picks in the chat and let us know who you got.
Exactly.
And then
go ahead. Yep. And then we can go ahead and have a nice little banter back and forth. But until then, that will conclude this edition of the BOFA Sports webcast. That is what we are breathing on for this evening. So, y'all make sure y'all visit the BOFA Sports YouTube channel, smash that subscribe button, and follow the BOFA Sports Facebook page. Alex said he has the Yankees. All right. Yep. I understand it. Hey, and the Yankees, they were in there last year. A couple of breaks, they might have hoisted it.
Yeah. They're a good team.
Yeah.
They are. I mean, we said it, 10 of these teams could win this, and Yankees is part of one of those 10. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the Yankees can definitely win it. And again, I think it's just going to be so exciting because this field, like you said, Patrick, there's not a lot of gap.
Yeah. The only two, and there's really only two teams. I mean, I give them a fighting chance. I always give them a puncher's chance. But there's really only two teams that I just don't really see, like, hoisting the World Series trophy, and that would be the Cincinnati Reds and Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I'm going to give somebody a like an upset, I'll give it to the Reds.
Yeah.
I give it to the Reds because they could do something. They do have a good young team. I just think it's too young.
Yeah. And so with that, yeah. So do what Alex did. Sit there. Let us know with the comments who you think is going to win. Who you got? How you have it breaking down? And like you said, and like what Patrick said, and why. And so until then, man, hey, these games start on Tuesday. So enjoy those games. Playoff baseball is here. And the crowds are jacked up too. So it's going to be good to watch. So everybody take care. Enjoy the games. We're glad we could come on this special on a Sunday night to do this. And we will be back on Tuesday for our normal webcast. So until then, everybody take care. Have a great start to the week. And we'll see y'all later on in the week.